There's increasing pressure on Iran today as Britain, France, and Germany triggered the dispute mechanism in the nuclear agreement. Now, they say it's because of Iran's new violations of that agreement. Iran says it's been stepping away from the accord in response to President Trump pulling completely out of the deal and imposing sanctions, even though at that time Iran was abiding by the deal. President Trump imposed more sanctions last Friday following the Iranian attacks on military bases in Iraq that housed U.S. troops. And there are layers of sanctions on Iran. So to get to a sense of the scale and their impact on Iranians, we want to bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, on Friday, President Trump said in a statement, this order will have a major impact on the Iranian economy. What are the newest sanctions and just what shape is that economy in?
It is very hard to keep track of sanctions on Iran, what's been pulled off after the deal, what's been put back on. But the new sanctions that President Trump announced on Friday through Treasury Secretary Mnuchin target construction in Iran, manufacturing, textiles, and mining. And then they also sanctioned 8 top officials who were thought to be involved in Iran's strike on military bases in Iraq that housed U.S. troops. But the sanctions, the monetary sanctions, are imposed on anyone who owns, operates, trades with, or helps any businesses in the sectors of construction, manufacturing, textile, and mining. When you think about that, that's quite a lot of society.
Yeah. Well, and so how is Iranian society? What's been the impact of the sanctions?
Well, so there have been some version of sanctions since 1979, since the revolution. But really, in 2013, when America got involved in the Iran deal, the way they put pressure on Iran is they took them off this SWIFT system. That's the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Transfers. It's the way money gets traded around the world. So if a carpet store in New York buys Iranian carpets, they pay through an international bank transfer system. Iran was removed from that. And basically, that acted like a sanction on everything because you didn't have to subject food or medicine to sanctions. People couldn't buy things from overseas. And Iran's response to that was to build a resistance economy where they aggressively invested in domestic production of a lot of these things. But you can't reinvent everything that you import. So it has had a very, very negative effect on Iran's economy since 2013.
And we should say many Republicans are saying that the Democrats handed over billions of dollars, gave all of this money to Iran. They didn't.
It was Iranian assets. It was frozen, yes.
It had been seized and frozen and released when the nuclear deal was struck. But the other people question whether or not, you know, this government really pays attention to the sanctions. They do.
Yeah. I mean, look, at some point, every country has to because, you know, one of the things Iran does, for instance, is subsidizes gasoline. And it is a way to keep a rest of population satisfied when you have cheap food or cheap gasoline. That half of the subsidy on gas has gone away. Fuel prices are up 200%. And Iran's in this weird situation in that it's got a shrinking economy and massive inflation because its money is devalued. Those are the two worst things that can happen in an economy. So as much tight control as the Iranian regime has over society, the lack of prosperity and financial stress, no matter where it is in the world, causes people to protest. And you're starting to see that happening again in Iran. You started to see it before the recent attacks as well.
And we should say these EU countries that triggered this dispute mechanism say it's not to walk away from Iran. It's
right.
Trying to find a solution. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.